Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to your starting lineups tonight. For Philadelphia, 6-5 under head coach Brett Brown. Dario Saric starts a 1-4 spot. The Croatian's in his second year, 6'10", 223 pounds. He is averaging 10 points, 5 rebounds a game. Robert Covington, one of the great free agent finds in recent history in the NBA. 16 points, 5.8 rebounds a night. He's shooting 50% from the three-point line this year. And he has taken a bunch of threes in the early part of the season. He's made 41. That's fifth best in the association. Joel Embiid, all everything center, quite possibly in his future. He's a second-year pro. He's played only 31 games, though, in 3 years because of a variety of injuries. 20-10, that's what he's averaging right now. 20 points, 10 rebounds, 49% from the field. J.J. Redick, the former L.A. Clipper, starts a one-guard spot in his 12th year out of Duke. And Ben Simmons, a rookie out of LSU, didn't play last year because of injury, and is here now for his first Oracle Arena appearance. 17.8 points, 9.4 rebounds, 7.8 assists. That's what he's averaging so far this year. Curry, Thompson, Draymond Green, Durant, and Pachulia for the Warriors. Mark Lindsay, the crew chief, throws it up. We're underway with Tony Brown and Merrick Kogut, the other two officials. And Klay Thompson almost threw it away to Steph Curry, who had to retrieve it deep in the backcourt. And the Warriors attacking the basket to our right. Zaza Pachulia with the ball. Up top to Curry. High post to Draymond Green. Sixers open in man. Ball left side. Curry over the top. Flares to the left. Pass to Zaza. Wide open for a layup. Beautiful feed by Curry. And Pachulia with the first bucket of the night. Sixers in road blue with white numbers outlined in red. White letters as well. Across the back it says Phila. P-H-I-L-A across the front. Here's Joel Embiid ripping the ball through, and a foul on Zaza Pachulia. Joel Embiid, who has been sort of half monitored by Draymond Green, playfully said, when Philadelphia got to the Bay Area, I'm going to kick his behind. I'm paraphrasing. Ball thrown in, backdoor cut by Covington, denied out of bounds, deflected that way by Klay Thompson. Shot clock at 13, Philly to inbound, near side of the basket to our left. Simmons will pull the trigger. Flipped it over to Redick, who fades the corner. Denied by Curry. Gets it to Embiid. Back to Redick. Back to Embiid. Rotates a beautiful pass to Covington. Downstairs, Simmons goes up. Rejected by Draymond. Simmons got it to Redick. It's a corner three. It's up and no good. And Draymond with the board. What a play by Draymond Green. Takes it up the middle of the floor. Looking with a bounce pass for Durant. Deflected away. Grabbed by Klay Thompson. Back to Draymond. Back to Durant. Right side three. Good. Just like that. 10:50 to go in the quarter. Embiid, handoff to Redick. Curry goes tumbling down off a nasty screen. Lob for Embiid, deflected away. It's out of bounds off the Warriors. Draymond hit the deck, helped up by Pachulia. Embiid is a man's man. 7 feet tall, 250 pounds. Curry is limping. noticeably here. Coming over the near sideline, and Steve Kerr's got to get us up. Curry's going to have to lead the game. Curry has a word for Tony Brown about illegal screens, I think. Looks like his right thigh. And he's testing out the leg. Yoder, Warriors athletic trainer. Chelsea Lane over there as well. We'll talk to Steph Curry. Simmons will put it into play. Rotating in is Patrick McCaw. Simmons, backdoor cut. Covington got free from Klay Thompson and laid it in. Nice cut by Covington. Both these teams love to pass the ball. Curry getting treatment now on the bench as Zaza Pachulia has it mid-post left side. Throws up top to Draymond to cutting Klay Thompson. Thompson down the lane. His pass blocked away. And Joel Embiid comes up with it to Covington and now to Simmons. Chest pass to Dario Saric. Saric on the right leg. Dumped it downstairs. Goes to Embiid. With it now, Embiid finds a cutter at Saric. A one-hand bank shot coming down the lane. That's up and good, and it's 5-4. Now a steal. Warriors throw it away. Simmons got it to Saric. Topside three, and he rattled it home. Steve Kerr wants time. We'll take the break. 7-5 Philadelphia after that three, and 7 points in a row in 36 seconds for the Sixers. We'll take the timeout on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network. Steph Curry back on the floor as we come back to action. Curry apparently okay. Took a knee in the thigh, it looked like, for Ben Simmons. 7-5 Philadelphia. 2 minutes gone by. Curry with the dribble. Simmons in front of him. Klay Thompson curls. Shoots over. Redick gets up and good. Klay Thompson and Redick have seen each other many times in recent years. Redick being an L.A. Clipper. Tied at 7. Joel Embiid left elbow. Dribbles on Zaza. Backs him up. Jumper up. Popped in and out. Durant wheels away with a rebound. Down the near sideline he goes. Crossover dribble. Shaded by Covington. Draws a crowd. Feeds Zaza. Dropped it. Outside to Draymond. To Curry. Left corner. Shoots over Simmons. Three ball. No good. Embiid will clear. He'll leave it on the deck for Simmons, who takes it down the near side. Simmons and Embiid wearing bright red. Kicks as Simmons puts a one-hander, no good. Embiid with a rebound. He fell down. Simmons hit the deck. Thompson comes up with the ball. Chased by Simmons. Throws right side to Curry. Back to Klay. Open. Downstairs to Zaza. Left-hand layup blocked by Saric. Loose ball. It comes out of bounds off the Warriors, and it will be Philadelphia ball. Sometimes the Warriors can be a little unselfish. To a fault, maybe. Sixers ball in the backcourt. Philadelphia 6-5. They had a 5-game winning streak snapped in Sacramento. Darren Fox with a game-winning jump shot for the Kings. Simmons throws to Embiid. Flip hand off to Covington. Brings it middle. Stops and goes left wing to Redick. Pump fake on Klay. Steps in for a two. Knocked it down. Sixers back up by two. 9-7. 8:47 to go. Bad pass, but Durant ripped it away from Covington. Pulls up in the paint, feeds Zaza in deep. Pump fake. Whistle. It's going to be a 3-second call. Another turnover on the Warriors. Philadelphia with the ball. Golden State has been a streaky turnover team during this homestand. They had 13 the first half the other night, ended up with 19. Ball the timeline, Simmons to Embiid. One dribble, cutting to the right is Redick. Cross-court skip to Saric. Left side to Simmons. Entry pass to Embiid. At the left box, turns and faces. Little jump shot up and in and out. Rebound to Draymond. Embiid is 0-2. Draymond to the front court. Warriors down 2. Draymond looks right. Throws left for Durant, who has to come and get the ball. Boy, Philadelphia doing a good job in the early going, overplaying the Warriors. Here's Klay Thompson. Stops in traffic. Steps through it. Feeds Durant. Durant wants to drive down the lane into Zaza. Up top to Draymond. He'll drive with 3 on the clock. Over to Durant. It's a left side 2, and it rattles home. Somebody said something to KD because he had a long stare back in the Philadelphia bench. Simmons to Saric on the right side in front of the Warrior bench. Back to Simmons, one dribble to Embiid. He'll come to the near wing, and cutting through is Redick, and that'll leave the opening for Saric. Saric dribbles on Durant, spins on him, left-hand floater up, and good off the window. Softly done by Dario Saric. And here come the Warriors on the attack. Draymond Green to Pachulia. Pachulia wants to facilitate for Curry. Curry goes left baseline, comes out to the top of the key to Draymond. Back to Steph. It's a 3. It's up. It's no good. And Embiid called for a foul. He's not happy. He's all over Marek Kogut for the foul. Brett Brown wants to check the big board for a replay, but no matter what you think there, it's going to be shots for Curry, and it's going to be three shots for Curry. Steph did a sell job that time on the foul call, but that's the way it goes in the NBA right now. Steve Kerr talked about facing Embiid and Simmons for the first time.
Yeah, we haven't seen either one of them yet. I think Embiid missed both games last year, right? And to see their skill and their size and athleticism and their thoroughbreds, you know, they really are. They get up and down the floor and great athletes.
Free throws for Curry. The first two are good to tie the game at 11. We have Saric out and Holmes in. Holmes checks in for the first time. That's Rashawn Holmes. Played his college ball at Bowling Green. Was the 37th pick of the 2015 draft. Also, a man who was undrafted in 2015, T.J. McConnell, has come in. Third-year pro out of Arizona. When you heard, listening to Andre Iguodala talk about him the other day was really something. Three free throws for Curry. Warriors up one. Philly with the ball. Simmons drives on Zaza, stumbles, hangs, and shoots. No good. Pachulia with a rebound. Ripped it away from Simmons. Got it to Durant. Down the right wing. Chest pass deflected off the hand of Draymond, and it goes back to Philadelphia. McConnell to Simmons. His pass knocked out of bounds by Durant. He was frustrated with his poor passing, and it will be Philadelphia ball. Andre Iguodala the other day at practice was talking about T.J. McConnell. Now, granted, they're both from the University of Arizona, so there's a bond there. But he was talking about how he's made it with grit and has done a really nice job of just becoming an NBA player that way. Backdoor cut, pass deflected, goes out of bounds, and a turnover. That'll be the second turnover on Philadelphia. Warriors have the ball. Left to right they go. Pass to Durant, left wing, spinning on Covington. Little baseline fadeaway for KD's off the rim. Zaza deflected it to Clay, who just fires away from 30. It's up and no good, and Covington with a rebound. Still 12-11 Warriors. McConnell, hand off to the trailer. It's going to be Covington for three, and he's been on fire all season. And he buries that straight on. 14-12 Sixers. 50% of the season for Covington. Draymond Green to Curry. Curry behind the back to Draymond. On the far sideline, in front of the Philadelphia bench, he'll launch. Draymond misses with a three. Rebound to Holmes. McConnell comes back and gets it and advances up the heart of the floor. Comes left off a pick. Goes in, looped it over the far side to Simmons, who takes a rhythm dribble jumper. The left-hander misses, and Curry snatches the rebound. Warriors down two of the ball. Halfway point of the first quarter right now. Durant catches low left. Finds a cutter. It's Curry. Bounce pass to Draymond, stolen by McConnell. Warriors sloppy again. Simmons bats the ball. Uwawu Cabarro feeds inside to Covington and misses the layup. Tipped out. Simmons has it. Brings it back to the wing. It's Covington for three. And it's up and no good off the iron. A grab by Green. 14-12 Philadelphia. Draymond to Thompson. Thompson turns and fires. That's off the rim. No good. And the rebound to the Sixers and Holmes. Uwawu Cabarro cut off inside by Thompson. Up top. Wide open is Holmes with a push shot. That's no good. Draymond with the defensive rebound. Sixers 6 of 16. Warriors 4 of 10. Crowd trying to urge the Warriors on. Curry, left-hand dribble down the lane. Goes up, got the bump. It's on the rim, no good. And the foul will be on Holmes. And Curry back to the stripe. John Holmes picks up his first. 10:09 to go in Washington, D.C. The Wizards leading Atlanta by 14, 81-67. End of three in New Orleans. Pelicans 88, the Los Angeles Clippers 82. In the second quarter, the New York Knicks lead Sacramento 50-43. 3:52 to go there as Curry hits the first. McGee in, Nick Young in, Draymond Green out, Pachulia out. In Houston, the Rockets have a 13-point lead on the Grizzlies, 53-40 with 4:04 to go second. And it's Cleveland 17, Dallas 16 in the first quarter. And the Los Angeles Lakers lead the Milwaukee Bucks 10-9 also in the first. Spurs 23, Bulls 8 in the first. Curry with two more free throws. We're tied at 14. Curry with 5 of the 14. Right side, McConnell goes all the way in. Scoop shot won't go. Rebound hit the floor. Picked up by Klay Thompson via the handoff from McGee to Kevin Durant. He's open left side. Three ball up and good for KD. Brett Brown didn't like his club's transition defense that time. at 17-14 Warriors. Covington dribble drive down the lane. Goes up, no good. Whistle and a foul. Boy, it's 4:51 to go first quarter. We had about eight guys hit the deck in this quarter. Picking themselves up off the floor. Later stars tonight, Orlando's in Denver. We'll be getting going here in about, probably about 10 minutes. Minnesota and Phoenix, and Brooklyn is in Salt Lake City to take on the Utah Jazz. Free throw by Covington is wide right. Redick in, Simmons to sit down. Covington out of Tennessee State, undrafted in 2013. Played 4 years at Tennessee State. And in 2014 was then called the D-League. He was a D-League All-Star MVP and Rookie of the Year. 17-15, Warriors lead after 1-of-2 for Covington. Warriors in the front court. Curry off a screen. Quick release and a splash from the left sideline. Curry with a quick three. And it's 20-15. The Warriors have a five-point lead, their largest of the game. McConnell spins on Curry, dribble drive, rotates out, threw it away, right to Klay Thompson. Klay one-on-one, Redick back, goes in, flipped it up, no good. Left hand tip, popping in. Klay Thompson with the offhand, able to bat that in off the window. 4:17 to go first quarter. Warriors with a little breathing room, first time in the quarter. Iwaru Caramaro up and good with a right hand. That's 22-17. Curry comes up the floor, waiting. Drifting right, double team, finds McGee, layup around and out. He could not finish. Cleared by Holmes. Holmes, bounce pass, gets it back from McConnell, goes hard to the rim, got fouled, and McGee knocked him down and helped him up. Sean Livingston is at the scorer's table for the Warriors, and Dario Saric will check in for Philadelphia. We'll pause right now, 10 seconds. Station identification on the Golden State Warriors radio network.
Your new home for Golden State Warriors basketball. KGFC-FM HD1 San Francisco. KUFX HD2 San Jose. 95.7 The Game.
Saric in, Holmes at the line, and Covington to find a seat. 22-18 after Holmes made the first. He'll get another. Warriors and the Philadelphia 76ers. Sixers, longtime power in the association, but on the process rebuilding trail right now and starting to see some of the fruits of that effort. Two free throws good. 22-19 the score. Warriors up three. Curry curls off a pin down. No good. McGee fought for the rebound, but it's knocked out of his hands out of bounds by Holmes. And it's a fresh clock for Golden State with 3:40 left in the first quarter. Embiid back in, Holmes to sit down. Curry, far side of the basket to our right. Finds McGee, bad pass for Young, stolen away by Redick. Boy, the Warriors have been sloppy. Redick takes a big hop to jump, stop, shot, no good. Rebound McConnell. Okay, it's Iwaru Caramaro, otherwise known as TLC. Over to Saric, right side, Redick got it to McConnell, penetrates, a little five-foot floater up and good. It's a one-point game. T.J. McConnell just knows how he needs to play in the NBA. It's not necessarily textbook or anything, but it's effective. Curry, pump fake, leans in front, finds McGee. McGee at the foul line, spins on Embiid, drops Devlin, right-hand floater, up and good. JaVale McGee. I think the Sixers want time. Here they do. They get it crossing half court. 2:53 to go first quarter. Warriors lead by three. Good ball game at Oracle. 24-21 on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Warriors 24, Philadelphia 21, 2:53 to go in the first. Sixers coming out of a timeout that their head coach Brett Brown called. Warriors have 8 buckets, they have 5 assists, and they have 6 turnovers. Durant and Curry have 8 apiece, and Saric pacing Philadelphia right now with 7. And the early turnovers don't allow the Warriors to kind of get their run going, if you know what I mean. J.J. Redick tossed into McConnell. Back to Redick, and again back to McConnell. Right side, screened by Embiid. Doesn't wait for it, throws to Redick. Downstairs to Embiid. He's at the box, going to work. Double team, ball knocked away by Livingston. Embiid got it back. Saric with it. His pass goes right across the lane, right to Livingston. Turnover. Livingston on the control break. Wants Durant to the corner. Durant fades left. Catches, guarded by Embiid. 60 on the shot clock goes by him. Goes up for a dunk, a whistle, and a foul. KD now has a little frill of trash talking, and we get double technicals on Embiid and Durant. Embiid's a trash talker. He's got a little Draymond in him. He whacked KD across the shoulder and the head. So, Embiid picks up his second foul. So the dreaded double technical, the scourge of the NBA. But in this case, it's yeah, absolute right call. I mean, you get both the guys to say, okay, no, we're done with this. Durant with a free throw, it's up and good. We'll get another. Justin Anderson checks in for Philadelphia. Third-year pro out of Virginia, 6'6", 230 pounds. Originally taken by Dallas back in 2015. Came over with Andrew Bogut and a protected first. The deal with the Mavs. Now a steal by McGee after the free throws. McGee with a breakaway, and he slammed it down. JaVale McGee with a steal at midcourt. It's 28-21. Durant hit the free throws, and then McGee right at midcourt. He's going to have some bragging rights on Zaza. McConnell goes up, spins it, up and in off the glass. High, McGee came over to try to block it, but McConnell released it really early and kept that from coming into play. Curry with the ball, finds McGee. McGee to Livingston. Livingston downstairs to Durant. Durant guarded by Anderson and Saric on a double team. Durant now steps through it, and the whistle. We get a travel call on Kevin Durant, called by Tony Brown. I would argue that maybe the contact from Dario Saric kind of forced the travel. But I would probably lose that argument. I don't win very many arguments, home or abroad. McConnell with the ball on the bounce. Got it up top to Rashawn Holmes. Now to J.J. Redick. Back to Holmes. Beautiful feed for a two-hand slam inside. Nice pass by J.J. Redick. 28-25, Draymond Green has returned to the fray, and Durant to sit down. Draymond crosses the midcourt stripe. Dribbles to the right side. The Sixers, some of the better defense we've seen from them in recent years in this first quarter. Here's McGee at the box, in trouble, turns and has to shoot it. It's up, and good! Turning left shoulder, JaVale McGee with another bucket. He's got 4 points, 30-25. Warriors up five. McConnell, crossover dribble on Curry. Penetrates, hand off to Saric, in traffic. Pass back to McConnell, right wing to J.J. Redick. Shows the ball but will not shoot. Redick, left-hand dribble down the lane. Kicked it over to Anderson. He's open. He'll launch. It's a three, and it's good. Good patience by Philadelphia. Two-point game, 48 seconds to go in the quarter. Curry looking for two for one. Gets a screen with Draymond. Back to Dray, right down the lane. Left-hand, no good. Tip, no good. We have a whistle and a foul. And I think it's going to be on Philadelphia to put Draymond to the free throw line. Anderson with a foul. So, Philadelphia, last year they were 28-54. That was an 18-game improvement from the year before when they won 10 games. They haven't been in the playoffs in the last 5 years. But last year, last January, when they had a healthy Joel Embiid, they had a 10-5 record in that month. McGee will sit down to raucous applause, and Jordan Bell to come in for the Warriors with 41 seconds left. Draymond hits one, hits two. It's 32-28. Draymond hitting both free throws. McConnell and Saric play catch for the Sixers. We like to play fast and like to move the ball. J.J. Redick looking in low. Dumped it to Holmes, and a whistle and a foul. It's on Young for a push in the back. Nick Young with a shove. That's a first foul in the last 2 minutes for the Warriors. It'll be a side out for Philadelphia. 14 on the shot clock, 30.4 on the game clock, so the Warriors should get the ball back. Redick holding, waiting, bounce pass to Holmes. Back to the basket at the key, throws to midcourt to McConnell. McConnell running the play, has a series of picks, almost like a horn setup. Now takes it right side on Draymond, shoveled it up, rejected, loose ball. Curry digs it out with 18 seconds to go, and Curry will just jog across half court with his dribble. Waiting now, down to 10 seconds, gives the ball to Sean Livingston. Livingston brings it on top of the logo. Waiting, Curry now curls to the right, catches right side, open three, doesn't get it. And the rebound taken by Anderson as the buzzer sounds and the quarter is over. Well, the Warriors, a hard-fought first quarter. They lead by four at the end of one, 32-28. Second quarter action upcoming from Oracle on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. 32-28. Golden State leading by four at the end of one. Time for your game summary brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Go to mountainmikespizza.com for more information and to order your pizza tonight. McCaw and West, Thompson, Livingston, and Draymond start the second quarter. Draymond, 8 minutes in the first quarter, 2 points, three blocks, two assists, four rebounds. 10 points for Kevin Durant. Warriors shot 50%, but they lead by only four because of eight, count them, eight turnovers that have resulted in nine Philadelphia points. Saric and Simmons play catch. Simmons and Embiid both yet to score. Holmes with a handoff to Simmons. Right corner to Saric. Saric one dribble. Rotates outside to Anderson. Back to Saric. Saric on the box. Working on Livingston. Left-hand shovel pass up top. Anderson, he's open. He'll fire and swishes a three. Philadelphia 50% outside the arc. 4 of 8. Sixers with 10 assists on 12 buckets. West of the ball to Klay Thompson. Thompson lobbed to Livingston. Livingston guarded by Simmons. Livingston, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound Anderson on the weak side. Spins up with a left-hand dribble, fires it over to a left-hander, that's Simmons. Simmons weaving to the foul line, turns and shoots. It's on the rim, no good. Tipped home by Anderson, and Philadelphia leads by one. Well, the book on Simmons is no one really knows what kind of a shooter he is yet. He hasn't been great. He's 0 for 5 from the floor tonight. Draymond Green with the ball, finds Klay Thompson. One dribble off of 1 foot, floats it up there, it's up and good. And just like that, the Warriors are back on top. We're in a seesaw position, 34-33. Simmons with the ball on the far side, carried it, but we have a defensive three before that. Technical foul called on the Warriors. Free throw is no good. Taken by the player they call TLC. I like the first name though, Timotei. I like that. Another NBA player who hails from France. Ball comes in to Simmons. Simmons comes to the right side, comes left. The Australian shoots over David West. That's a miss. He's 0 for 6. Rebound Livingston. Livingston crosses the timeline. Backward pass to Klay Thompson. The Draymond Green. Right side to Livingston. Left-hand dribble. Feeds West. The cutter's Klay. Catches in one motion. Good and a foul. What a play. David West with a brilliant pass to Klay Thompson with an equally brilliant finish. West caught the ball quickly. Tossed it to the hoop. And Thompson caught it midair and finished that way. And drew a foul and a chance for the and one. What a play that surrounded down for Klay Thompson. 37-33 Warriors. That's one for the end of the year highlight reel. Ball lobbed in, Simmons for Holmes. Knocked away weak side, help by Livingston, saved by Simmons. He'll throw it out of bounds off Patrick McCaw. And it will be Philadelphia ball. Sixers head coach Brett Brown was saying that he has so many different players from different countries that they get to a lot of continents in their locker room. Ball up, TLC with a jumper left side. That's good. And that's a three. Steph Curry, who got kneed in the thigh, is in the tunnel. He's riding the exercise bike right now. Klay Thompson spins right side. That jumper's up. It's no good. The rebound pulled down by Simmons. Simmons to the front court. Hand off to Anderson. Back to Simmons. Screen by Holmes. Lob for Holmes. It went up and in. He threw it up with the right hand and went up and in. with his offhand. He makes his first bucket trying to make a pass. 38-37, Philadelphia. McCaw with the ball. McCaw pulls up. You're only supposed to do those when you're on fire. You know, Draymond Green, white side. Underhand scoop goes up, no good. Got fouled by Holmes, and Draymond back to the line to shoot two more. Draymond Green able to try to finish with the underhand scoop. We haven't seen that too much from Draymond. Head coach Steve Kerr talks about the versatility of his squad.
I think it's one of the strengths of our team is that we can play any style and win. We've got a number of veteran big guys who can guard dominant low post men, whether it's Zaza, David, JaVale. We've got a lot of versatility on the wings so we can play small. And obviously we've got great talent so we can always find a way to score. But if we're defending and taking care of the ball, then we have a shot every night.
One of two from the line for Draymond Green. The Warriors have been defending, but they do have eight turnovers right now. Simmons behind the back to Embiid. He'll finish low left. Power move up over Draymond. Nothing he could do there. And Philadelphia leads 40-38. First bucket for Embiid. So the last two times down, Simmons and Embiid get on the scorecard. Livingston comes middle, throws right to Klay Thompson, dribbles into traffic, back to Sean, up top to Draymond, he's open for three, got it from the left side. Sixers were packing the defense in the paint, and Draymond had all day to load that one up. Eighth lead change of the half, Warriors up one, and Embiid to Simmons, high screen and roll, Simmons now spins on West, right hand push, shot up and good again. Just pushed it up and in. That one, I think he meant to shoot. Livingston takes it down left baseline. A whistle, and no, it's an offensive foul. Is it on David West? No, it's on Sean Livingston. Hey, he must have cleared out with his free arm. 42-41 Philadelphia. Just like every other night in the association, the Warriors get somebody's A game. To be expected. It's part of the territory of being a defending champion. On the near side, Simmons with the dribble. Foul line, one-hander, right up, no good, and he's fouled by West. No Nick Stauskas tonight, out with the ankle problem, which really pains me to no end, because then I cannot tell the Sauce Castillo reference. Which, oh, I guess I have to say it now. Closed captioning one night when he was on the Kings, changed his name from Nick Stauskas to Sauce Castillo, and the legend was born. Simmons makes the second, missed the first, 43-41, Sixers, 8:19 to go, first half. Draymond Green to McCall, on the weave to Klay Thompson. Thompson, left side, pulls up, 17-footer contested, back iron miss, rebound McConnell. McConnell with it. Out to the trailer, Embiid. He will take the free, and Embiid throws the ball away. McConnell saved it. Not a smart move. Right to Livingston behind the back of Klay. Goes up, rejected by Embiid. Klay thought he got fouled. McConnell comes the other way. Bounce pass inside. Up is Luau Cabarro. He misses, and the rebound to McCaw. McCaw crosses midcourt. Change direction. Throws right. Pass knocked out of bounds. Intended for Klay Thompson. Klay pointing to his head, telling Mark Lindsay, that's where Embiid got me. Good hustle by Embiid to challenge the shot coming back. Well, I'd say, well, it looked like he got the ball first. Ball put in, Draymond Green, now we whistle, and an offensive foul. It's on David West. Warriors a little unglued here with 7:43 to go in the second quarter, down two. And Steve Kerr will try to mix up the rotation here. West will sit down. That's his second foul. He has two. Nick Livingston has one. Nick Young has two. Draymond Green to sit down. Kevon Looney is in, and Durant comes back in for Golden State. So Looney gets the job of guarding Embiid, and Embiid immediately goes to the box. Simmons, though, drives in, and the whistle is going to be a travel. That's a real rookie mistake there by Simmons. He had Embiid going down to the box with a guy who's just come in off the bench. And that's the time you back it out a little space. A couple of years, he won't try that move. He'll wait and throw the ball to the big man and then make something happen off that. Bad Cross-court pass by McCaw, knocked down by Livingston. Livingston down the lane, shoots a one-hand floater, falls around the cylinder and dropped through. Ties the game up at 43. 9 lead changes, 6 ties in this first half. McConnell chased by McCaw, feeds inside. Simmons up top, Embiid. Left side, Covington has all day for 3 but cannot find the range. And the rebound to Durant for Golden State. Durant to the front court, crossover dribble. Pull up, top of the circle, on the way, back iron won't go. Embiid clears to Simmons. Simmons, who always seems to be under control for the most part, brings it up the near wing. Looks for Embiid, feeds him at the box, guarded by Looney. He's doubled, Embiid's pass deflected, goes to Simmons, up top Covington. Now to McConnell, he wants to drive as always, stops, rotates outside, and it's TLC down the lane, goes up and scored over Kevin Durant. 45-43, Sixers lead by 2 of the Warriors call time. 6:35 to go second quarter on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. But Golden State right now trailing 45-43. Bench scoring 23-8, favoring Philadelphia. Points in the paint 24-12, favoring the Sixers. Warriors have the highest team field goal percentage in the paint at 65% this year. Kevon Looney with the ball. Far side gets it to McCaw, to Durant. Durant waits, gets a Looney screen. Pass back to Looney. He'll go baseline, in trouble. Feeds McCaw. Bounce pass Caspi. Head fake. Rotation pass stolen by Simmons. Simmons on the break. Bumps to create some space and dunks it down with 2 hands. Kind of cleared away Durant by slowing down and allowing Durant to bump into him. Philadelphia with a 4-point lead, 47-43. McCaw feeds Durant. Durant up top, Curry. Curry off a pin down. Jumper's good for Curry. It's a 3. 47-46. E.J. McConnell brings it middle, throws it left wing to Redick. Entry pass to Embiid at the box. Right hand dribble, spins baseline to a double team. He is tied up. It's a jump ball. Kevin Durant with great weak side help. Kevin Durant, who has committed to the defensive end of the floor since arriving as a Golden State Warrior last year. His rim protection, his weak side help has been fantastic for Golden State. He'll jump with Embiid. Durant tips it back. Looney saved it from going out of bounds and finds Durant in the middle of the floor. Warriors down 1, 5:30 to go first half. Durant waiting. Looney screens. Off the screen, KD has room. Pulls up at the elbow. Jumper's good. Embiid wasn't even close to coming out and trying to defend Durant on that. Look for the Warriors to try to maybe do a little bit more of that. Here comes Redick. He'll square up. Shoots a shot. It's up and good. It is a 2, I believe. But they're going to take a look at it. The next dead ball. Little contact there, McCaw on Redick. Curry left side. Off the dribble. Jumper is good. And we're now again, Warriors up by 1, 50-49. Embiid, middle of the floor, dribbles to the far wing, throws to McConnell. He penetrates, goes up, and scored it right over Caspi. TJ McConnell not afraid to go in amongst the trees. 51-50. Warriors trailing. Curry now gets bumped. His shot's up no good. McConnell called for the foul. Curry has really, unlike previous years, he's really made an attempt now when he gets hit to let the referees know he's getting hit. As he had said before, quoted in an article, you know, hey, I wasn't taught to do that as a kid. I was not taught to sell the call a little bit as a kid. But he is definitely, and also to make sure he gets a good landing, which is also part of it too, because he gets undercut a lot on closeouts. And you don't want that happening if you're Seth Curry. He hits the free throw. Second one's on the way, and that's good. 52-51. That's the score up on the board right now. But they will review Redick's shot to see if it was a 2 or a 3. He has the ball in the front court to Dario Saric. Floats it to Embiid. Left box, turns and faces. Raises up with a jumper that's off the front rim. Snatched down by Caspi and left for Kevin Durant. Durant off a pick by Draymond. Hustles in by Saric. Inside hand. Left side, the bucket's up and good. Embiid trying to challenge, tumbles down. And the Warriors lead 54-51. McConnell, high post to Embiid. Now finds Redick. Redick off a screen. Jumper's out of the way. Good. J.J. Redick. But Philadelphia well-schooled in what they want to do. It's a one-point game. Curry off a screen. Bounce pass to Durant. Goes up and goes reverse. Missed the layup. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Caspi with 3:52 to go in the first half at Philadelphia once time. Warriors lead by one on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Well, Stephen Curry has now tied Guy Rogers, 10th all-time in Warriors games played. 587, two of the great point guards in Warriors history. Guy Rogers, the all-time assist leader for the Warriors from Philadelphia. Played for the Philadelphia Warriors. A foul is played, just returns quickly, and it stops in a matter of seconds. Two-pointer for J.J. Redick, the one they were reviewing during the timeout. All of our reviews brought to you by Ring Central. Philadelphia the ball. Fouls on Golden State. Ball thrown in to Redick. Dasarich is on Caspi. Caspi's first. Team foul number two. Redick gets the ball left wing. Dumped it down to Embiid at the box. Shot clock at three. Gotta go. Moves in on Looney. Sweeping hook. Shot is up and no good. Tipped out by Sarich, but right to Draymond. Draymond running the floor. Hand off Caspi. Caspi to Looney. One dribble. Ball deflected right to Curry. Cross court Draymond. Left wing Durant. Durant holds it. Waits now. Wants traffic to get out of the way because he's got Redick on him. Tries to back him down. Throws to Draymond. Right side to Caspi. He drives middle. Left hand up and good on the drive. Over Embiid. Warriors lead 56-53. Omri Caspi with a driving bucket. Embiid on the bounce. Got it to Saric. Saric now stumbles with a dribble, and he was fouled by Draymond. And that's Draymond's first foul of the game. But kind of a low foul game, he said, hoping not to reverse the trend. The Warriors with nine fouls, Philadelphia with seven. T.J. McConnell to sit down. Simmons back out there with Covington. Backdoor cut. Redick wide open. Missed the layup, though. Embiid steals the rebound from Draymond. He can't score. Goes back up a second time and scores low right. Well, the Warriors right now with 10 assists, and they have 11 turnovers. Not the ratio you want. Curry off the screen. Behind the back, there's turnover number 12. Stolen away by Redick. Hands off Covington. He glides in and scores a right-hand transition layup. Sixers 57, Warriors 55. Philadelphia with 14 points off the Warrior turnovers. Kevin Durant with the ball. Durant off a screen. 17-footer on the way. Bothered by Covington. Nothing there. Rebound fought for. Saric has it. Saric up ahead to Simmons. Simmons now. No-look pass to Saric up top. He'll just take a jumper off it and nailed it. It's a two-foot-on-the-line jumper. That's 59-56 Sixers who have scored six straight. Thompson takes a handoff from Curry. Ball to Draymond. Curry got banged in the thigh in the opening sequence of the game. Thompson pulls up. Jumper off the dribble. In and out. Rebound Covington. Here comes Simmons and Brett Brown with a specific play call up off the Philadelphia bench. With 95 seconds to go in the half. Off a screen. Simmons driving on. Caspi turns a right-hand hook up and good. And Simmons with a hook shot in the repertoire there. 61-56. Warriors down five. Curry off the screen. Darting with a dribble. Moving on Embiid. Step back. Off the dribble. Jumper doesn't get it. Long rebound. Durant goes hard up over Covington. Bank shot good. There is contact. And there's a foul on Covington. And a chance for a three-point play for KD. Coming up at halftime, busy night of basketball in the association. Plus, part of my conversation with Warriors forward David West, who always starts the second and fourth quarters for Golden State.
We're almost like middle relievers at that point, you know. Don't want to give up runs. Just want to maintain.
Want to maintain. I can see David West on the mound, glaring in, looking for the sign, and then knocking you off the plate. Three-point play for KD, two-point lead for Philadelphia, 61-59. Simmons to the top of the key to Holmes. Hand off to Redick. He'll back up with the dribble. Crossover left hand. Swings the ball to Saric in three-point range. Behind the back to Redick. He fakes, fires, and hits a three in the corner. And a foul called on Omri Caspi. And Redick, so there was contact there. Caspi said, Reddick jumped into him. It looked like Caspi jumped into him. But like every other play in the NBA, there is some embellishment. They're going to take a look at the shot to see where exactly the feet of J.J. Redick were. This call and review brought to you by Ring Central. And they'll take a look at that. They go back to Secaucus. Two-point shot for J.J. Redick. Call and review brought to you by Ring Central. Drive a seamless communication, collaboration experience for your modern workforce. Ring Central, communicate, collaborate, connect. Redick now with giving his team a four-point lead and make it five, 64-59. J.J. Redick has 9 first-half points. 3 of the Sixers starters have 9 apiece, and then Covington has 8. Caspi in the front court, 1 dribble to Durant. Warriors in an easy 2-for-1. Here, Curry off a switch, picks up his dribble, feeds KD. 9 on the shot clock, gotta go, leans in on the go. It's up and good, and again, another foul on Covington, and a chance for a back-to-back three-point plays for Kevin Durant. Kevon Looney hustles to the scorer's table. See, Luis is coming in for Caspi. Gilmore size in there. For Warriors. Protect the rim. 41.6 to go before halftime. Draymond Green comes over and they're telling Kevon Looney who to guard. Durant hits the free throw. 3-point play, 2-point lead for Philadelphia. Now the final 38 seconds of the half. R.C. Davis with all the scores upcoming. Simmons with the ball. Dribble drive on Draymond. Goes up and blocked by Looney from behind. Looney got it to KD. Down to 28 seconds over to Thompson. He's open. He fires. Got it! Clay Trey makes it 65-64 Warriors after the block by Kevon Looney. That's going to be your Barracuda Network defensive play of the game right there. Now the near side, Simmons. Listen to the crowd. They rise as one at Oracle. Simmons near wing. Shot clock at 10. Game clock 11. Pass deflected out of bounds by Clay Thompson. Warriors will D up again. 8 on the shot clock. 9.1 in the half. Golden State leading by 1. Simmons to toss it far side. All of a sudden, it's electric here at Oracle. Simmons to the curly Redick. He'll fake. He'll fire over Looney. It's up and no good. Long rebound, Simmons. 3 seconds over to Saric for 3. Off the rim. Curry gets it. Throws it the length of the floor. And the half is over. 16 lead changes. 7 ties. But for the Warriors, the number they'll look at when they go in the locker room is 12 first half turnovers. At the break, Golden State 65, Philadelphia 64. On the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. 65-64, Warriors lead by 1 here at Oracle. I'm Tim Roy, glad you're with us. We get ready for half number 2. Golden State paced by Kevin Durant, who had 20 points, 15 for Steph Curry. But again, that big number for the Warriors is turnovers. 12 assists and 12 turnovers in the first half. Warriors are 15 of 16 from the free throw line. They've shot twice as many free throws as Philadelphia. So the Sixers with a very nice balanced attack, 39 of their 64 points have been scored by their starting 5. The Holiday Hoops tickets packages are back. These special 4-game packages feature the Cavaliers, Oklahoma City, or Boston. Purchase a Holiday Hoops package tonight and receive a special Warriors Town t-shirt while supplies last. Get your 4-game package tonight at Warriors.com or call 888-GSW-HOOP and press 1. Representatives are standing by to assist you. They might even be able to update you on the progress of the game while they're outlining your package for you. So a great deal to be had at 888-GSW-HOOP. Well, for Golden State coming in to tonight's game, we were expecting to see more Omri Caspi after Andre Iguodala getting the night off. And, of course, the other night, Omri Caspi while he was receiving some MVP chants.
I went to KD after the game in the locker room. I said, KD, you holding me back, bro. They call him MVP for me, man. It was just funny, man. I missed the free throw because of that, too. I couldn't focus. I was like, man.
The adrenaline rush. It's nice.
It was just fun, man.
That's another reason why he was such a good offseason signing. You know, he just fits in. He fits in with the tone of the team. Doesn't take himself overly seriously. He cuts well. He can defend multiple positions. He can knock down an open three. Omri Caspi was another great move by Bob Myers and the Warriors front office basketball team. Hard sounds. Both teams heading to their respective benches here, getting a warning form with about 30 seconds to go. Remember, they're handing out the delay of games a lot quicker now. So once that half is set to, the second half is set to begin, you have to be ready to go. Well, the Warriors leading by one, so you're ready to start the second half. Of course, a lot of players like Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, they're going to measure themselves up against the Warriors, including guard Steph Curry.
Pride myself on playing at a very high level and getting the most out of the game that I can. And yeah, it's important to put yourself in those conversations and to be year after year, you know, measured with the best of the best. So, and hopefully I can continue to do that for a long time.
Philadelphia will have the ball to start half number two. They're going left to right on your radio dial. The blue-clad visitors from Philadelphia wearing their row blues. Down the near side, Simmons with the ball on the dribble. Brings it middle to Redick. Back to Simmons, who catches the far hash mark. They give him plenty of room. He'll drive in and pass blocked by Durant. Deflected, but Saric comes up with it. Quickly puts it into a dribble. No good. And it's jammed home by Joel Embiid. Coming down the lane. Man-like move with the right hand. Everybody get out of the way. My goodness. Philadelphia leads by one. If a dunk could be thunderous, that was it. Curry dribbles top of the circle, shoots over Simmons and knocks one down. Off the screen, Curry gives Golden State the lead. Right back, 67-66. Warriors lead by one. Covington to Embiid. To Saric, hand off to Redick. Right side to Simmons. He'll drift. Gets it to Covington. Back to Simmons. His pass right to Curry. Knocked it away. Curry takes the steal to the front court. Drifting right wing, Durant finds Zaza wide open inside for an easy layup low left. 69-66 Warriors. Great assist by Kevin Durant, the 13th of the night. And now Zaza with a steal. He took it away from Embiid at the right box. Back to KD, who loads up a three in transition and missed it. Long rebound to Covington. And Durant was wide open. Simmons drifting the right side. Makes a move on Draymond. Pump fake, strip. Ball goes right to Saric from 10 feet and rolls it off. Simmons offensive rebound. Wrestled away by Draymond. Leads Curry with a jump pass down the right wing. Curry in transition. Left-hand dribble to the paint. Out to KD. Double clutches and fires and hits a three. Warriors with a 7-2 push to open the second half. And they lead by six. They had devastating third quarters in Denver and the other night here against Minnesota. Simmons with a right-hand runner. That's short. Rebound Curry. Curry drifting on Embiid. Holds him off with the right hand. Leans in. Throws it back. And now loose ball. Curry is batted down and fouled by Simmons. Curry got between Simmons and the ball, and Simmons just ran him over. What a huge break. He threw it backwards. There was nobody there, so Curry couldn't touch it. That would have been a travel. So he stopped and got between Simmons and the ball, and Simmons couldn't hold up. What a smart play that was. And it's going to be a side out for Golden State instead of a turnover. Durant catches midcourt. Durant sets up Covington off a screen. Has him on his hip. Dribbles in, throws to Zaza on the pass off his lower leg and out of bounds. Smart play, but that pass for a big guy, that's awfully tough for a big guy to reach down that low moving full speed to grab it. Saric and Simmons play catch for Philadelphia in the front court. Embiid pops out, gets the ball to the three-point line, hand off to Covington, chased by Curry. Pass to Simmons, touch pass Saric. Saric now to the foul line, outside to Covington, off a pin down. Three ball won't go, and the rebound to Pachulia. Out to Draymond to Curry. Curry drifting right side, dribbles by Embiid, leaves his feet, finds KD, up top for three. It's short, and Covington with a rebound. 72-66 Warriors, right sideline Redick, pulls up off the dribble, it's a three-pointer, it bounces up, hit the backboard and bounces in. He has cut the Warrior advantage in half. And J.J. Redick, who's only been averaging about 10 a game against the Warriors in the last 10, he has 12 right now. Klay Thompson takes him off the dribble, feeds Zaza, little push shot from five, no good, and Bede with a rebound. Pachulia 2-for-4 tonight. Simmons gliding to the front court to Redick, to Embiid, who locates Covington. It's a three over Curry, and it misses everything and goes out of bounds. Might have grazed the rim, but slightly. Curry has the handoff on the far side. Drifts off a staggered set of screens, takes a three and missed it, top of the key. And all of a sudden, the momentum the Warriors had on that 7-2 start has gone away. There's Simmons and Embiid. Right sideline, Saric goes hard on Curry on a switch, doubled, falling out of bounds. Locates Embiid for three, and the right angle triple popped in and out. Pachulia clears to Curry. Bounce pass to Draymond, running the floor, goes in, misses the dunk. Inside, and Saric had the rebound. Draymond thought he got pushed. Saric, no look, back flip to Simmons. Simmons drives on Durant, stops in the paint, hand off Saric. Runner is up and good. 72-71, Warriors lead by one. A pass by Curry, but Draymond could not finish. Curry stops top of the key. Spins to the right hand, to the right side of the key, feeds Draymond. Right angle triple, that's up and bounces high off the rim. Saric grabbed the rebound, but stepped out of bounds in doing so. And it will be Warriors ball. Holmes and McConnell come in. Saric and Bede come out, so Philadelphia going small here. 7:44 to go in the third quarter. Durant back cuts off the screen and dunked it. Came right from the foul line off a back screen and got a dunk from a baseline out of bounds. And makes it 74-71 Warriors. Holmes, who's playing the five, hands off to Redick. Redick to Covington, who's open for three, and he nailed it, and it's tied the game at 74. Covington now at double figures, third sixer to get there. Curry with the dribble on the near wing. Was McConnell threw a pick. Now cross over dribble. Now drives. Got bumped. Layup is on the glass. No good. McConnell called for the foul. Second personal, second team foul. And so two shots now for Curry. With 7-for-7 from the free throw line tonight. Well, Andre Iguodala was pretty high in his praise of T.J. McConnell the other day.
Got the Arizona kid and backup point guard who you really wouldn't think he's an NBA player, but he does a good job of having that grit. He's not out there just playing hard. He brings something to the table. He's a smart player, knows how to play. He plays like a coach's son. He gets it done.
Curry hits two free throws, and the Warriors lead by two. Curry is 9 of 9 from the line, and he has 19 points. McConnell goes baseline. Stops underneath the bucket, falling out of bounds. Finds Redick in front of the Sixer bench, and a foul. It's on Klay Thompson for pushing Redick. First foul on Klay. First team foul. Crowded Redick and gave an extra little body bump, apparently. Redick to toss in. Below the far hash mark and right side of the floor from our vantage point. McConnell at the logo. Pass to Simmons. Shot clock at 7. Simmons off a screen. Leans in on Zaza. It's on the rim. No good. And a foul on Pachulia. Timeout. 6:53 to go third. We'll take the break. Warriors lead by 2. 76-74 the count on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. 76-74 with 6:53 to go in the third. That's the numbers. Warriors have the 76 number. The Philadelphia 76ers have the 74 number. But at the line trying to change that is rookie Ben Simmons out of Australia and is that an air ball, or did it barely hit the rim and fall straight down? Wow. That was an ugly-looking free throw by Simmons. The second one's on the way, and that's a front rim miss. And Kevon Looney with a rebound. Looney out there with Durant, Curry, Thompson, and Draymond. Warriors still lead by two. Warriors have been outscored in the paint by Philadelphia, 38-24. Curry off the screen. Down the lane. Feeds Looney, who drives and scores. Had to change the shot somewhat because of Holmes guarding in front of him. And the Warriors lead by four. Covington now creating some space on Durant. Misses the jumper, top of the key. Rebound, Draymond. Warriors want to push. Draymond near side. The trailers, Klay Thompson. He'll take a 25-footer. It's good. Straight on three for Klay. The Warriors lead by seven. It ties their largest lead of the game with 6:10 to go in the third. Holmes with it, hand off to Covington. Covington shoveled cross court to TLC. Down the corner with it, Simmons. Drives in, pass stolen by Durant. Durant lost it, got it back, takes it across the timeline. Looks right, Philadelphia back in a good defensive posture. Ball goes to Thompson, right wing, back to Durant. Left side, Draymond. Draymond looks for a backdoor cut, now goes to Thompson. He's open, fires for three again, missed it, and Holmes for the rebound. 81-74, the count. Simmons behind the screen jumper. That rattles and doesn't go. Draymond with the rebound. Simmons is 4-14 from the field. Draymond fakes a dribble up top. Feeds Durant. Draymond gets it back on the bounce to Curry. Over the shoulder toss Durant. He's open for three. It just popped in and out. So the Warriors with 2 3-point looks. The last two times down the floor that would have given them a 10-point lead. T.J. McConnell with a dribble. Where U of A stand out, got it to Simmons. Now to Covington, we have a whistle, and it's going to be an offensive foul on Philadelphia. And turnover. Two guys can shoot the ball, check in. Redick for Philadelphia. Nick Young for Golden State. Draymond Green finds a spot on the bench. And Simmons will sit down for the Sixers. Curry now waiting for Looney, who pops out, catches middle of the floor. Looney trying to facilitate, dribbles to the far wing, feeds Durant. He's at the right elbow. Durant rips the ball through, comes hard baseline to the rack, and it's a two-hand slam. Golden State with their biggest lead of the night, 83-74, and Philadelphia wants time. 9 straight points for the Warriors. 4:56 to go in the third. It's 83-74 on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors.
Friday nights are NBC Sports Authentic Fan Fridays at Oracle. And each week, NBC Sports Bay Area is giving away 100 free tickets to our authentic fans. If you don't win, you can still buy tickets to sit in our section. Get an authentic Warriors fan gift, a collector's edition cheer card, and your face on TV. Log on to NBCSportsBayArea.com to enter. Friday nights are NBC Sports Authentic Fan Fridays at Oracle. Brought to you by the home of the authentic Warriors fan, NBC Sports Bay Area.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. Ring Central is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's Ring Central time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com. Ring Central. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
Hey Warriors fans, Farmer John knows what it takes to be a winner regardless of season. That's why Farmer John All Natural Bacon is the champ of the skillet. It has no nitrates, no artificial ingredients, just pure talent. It's smoked naturally to reach that full flavor that goes so well with anything, or simply by itself. So go on and devour the champ of the skillet, Farmer John All Natural Bacon, for a complete all-star day. Farmer John, the West Coast original since 1931.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. Ring Central is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's Ring Central time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com. Ring Central. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
The most important feature in remodeling your home is trust. So go with names you know. The Anderson 400 Series Windows and Doors. Time-proven and rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. Rated by homeowners as the most beautiful and energy efficient. And go with Dolan's, the most trusted name in building products in the Bay Area. Visit your nearest Dolan's home improvement place for your Anderson 400 Series door and window needs. Call 800-9-DOL-ANS. That's 800-9-DOLANS. Or visit dolanlumber.com.
4:56 to go, 83-74 here in the third. After the timeout, play is resumed with the Sixers taking the ball left to right on your radio dial. Holmes with it, pass to Cutter, wide open Redick, and he finishes off with a layup. McConnell with a good back screen for Redick. And Philadelphia showing the Warriors a mirror image at times of ball movement and back cuts. 83-76 to count. Now we get a whistle. It's an offensive foul on Kevin Durant for a blocking foul on a screen. So the Warriors with their 15th turnover of the night give the ball right back. The 9-point lead, which was their largest now. Philadelphia with the ball. Curley is Redick down the lane. Shoots a floater. Rejected by Kevon Looney. Knocked away. Warriors now with seven blocks. Durant to Curry. Curry flipped it out to Young. Young for three. Got it. First double-digit lead of the night for either team. 86-76 Warriors. McConnell pulls up. His runner doesn't go. Rebound fought for. Batted out to midcourt. Grabbed by Covington. Now we will halt play. They reset the shot clock, and Murat Kogut says ball did not hit rim. He's called over the other two officials to talk about. We'll see what they're going to decide here. They are getting together, which is a great thing to do. Other games are still being played right now. Looks like Houston's going to close out Memphis 109-94. So the Warriors need to win to stay keep pace with the Rockets, who will go to 10-3. Cleveland leads Dallas by 9 in the third, 77-68. And your Kaiser Permanente scoreboard, Milwaukee 71, the Los Angeles Lakers 65. San Antonio blowing out Chicago at the end of 3, 97-70. Denver crushing Orlando, 70-47 at the break in Denver. Minnesota leads Phoenix by 4 at the break, 60-56. 9 on the shot clock, that's what they settled on. The ball comes up top to McConnell. McConnell, crossover dribble on Curry, spins on him, down the lane. The pass is just enveloped by Durant. Redick gets it, but can't get the shot off. It went in, but it was after the buzzer. And that's going to be a turnover on Philadelphia. Brett Brown is talking about something. They're saying that maybe Warriors have possession, but I don't think they did. Looney will put the ball into play with Curry in the backcourt. 10-point lead for the Warriors. 3:45 to go third. Curry to Looney. And Kevon Looney's getting some great minutes here in this third quarter. Back to Curry it goes. Right side to Durant. He's at the elbow. Curry screens for Durant, who steps back, stumbled with a dribble, needs help, finds Livingston with 7 to shoot, back to KD with 5, left wing outside the arc, dribbles down the lane, pull up from 15, got it, off the front rim, off the glass, a shooter's roll for Kevin Durant. Durant now with 29 and a crisp 11 for 18-9, and the Warriors lead by 12. McConnell far side, gets the screen, bouncing in front of the Sixer bench. Kicked it to TLC, who turns left shoulder and knocks down a jump shot. Uwawu Kabarro with the hoop for Philadelphia. Here is Curry to the near wing. Curry stops, and they leave him alone, and he swishes a three from the left sideline. Philadelphia's defense relaxed for just a moment, but you can't do that against Curry. Now driving McConnell, goes to the right side, missed the layup, Durant with the rebound. Here come the Warriors. Durant left side to Nick Young. He's open. He fires and hits a three. The transition three. A staple of Warriors basketball. A 20-4 run. And the third quarter is quickly becoming the Warriors' quarter in the 2017-2018 campaign. Timeout, Philadelphia, 94-78 Warriors on top, 2:36 to go third on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. In the third quarter, Warriors have shot 11 for 19, Philadelphia 6 for 19. Stephen Curry now has passed the 4,000 career assist mark. He has 4,002. He and Guy Rogers, the only two players in Warriors history to be above 4,000 assists in a career. Sixers with the ball. They attack the basket to our right. Shot clock at 10. Redick feeds Embiid, goes up, and he's roofed by Durant, and a foul. Brad called for his second personal foul. So Embiid will hit the free throw line. Embiid is just so strong. He'll get two right here. Mark Lindsay is hearing from Brett Brown. He is all over him right now with Kevin Durant standing right there. Embiid free throw is good. Justin Anderson checks back in for Philadelphia. Kevin Durant couldn't get a word of protest in edgewise there. Second free throw good. 94-80, Embiid now with 8 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 assists. Curry off a screen by Looney. Curry stops and pops again. They don't guard him. He misses everything with a three. I think he was shocked. That's the second time, like the last four times down the floor. Draymond Green's going to come in for some end-of-quarter defense, and Kevin Durant will sit down with 29 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. Walks over and still not happy about that foul call. McConnell with the ball at the far hash mark. Bouncing with the dribble. Lob inside for Embiid. At the box. Fakes. Works on Looney. Spins. Rotates out. Threw it away. Good double team by Curry. Forced the turnover. Young to Curry. His pass right off the foot of Covington. And though Covington did nothing to advance the cause other than just be there, it's a kick violation. Any pass that kind of hits the foot is going to be a kick. Saric will come in for Covington now. Livingston to toss it in. Far hash mark. Quickly flips it into Curry. He glides through. Curry gets a screen from Looney. Back to Kaban. Two-hand slam. Working the baseline right to left. Kaban Looney having a very good third quarter. And the Warriors lead 96-80. Looney's second bucket. He's got a block, a couple of boards here in the third as well. Saric shoveled out to Embiid. Two dribbles, can't make the pass. Now does to McConnell. Good fake on Young. McConnell in traffic, locates Saric. Open three, blocked by Draymond, who hustled out on the closeout. And Livingston comes away with it. Great hustle by Draymond, who catches midcourt, feeds Curry. Quick three, right side, doesn't get it. That was the dagger shot that Curry wanted there. And Anderson with the board, Philly with the ball. 70 seconds to go in the quarter. McConnell now picks up the dribble. We have a whistle. It's a foul. It's on Kaban Looney. Fourth team foul on Golden State. Golden State shooting 54% from the field, 47.8 from distance, 11 for 23. Sixers 45.8 and 38.9, 7 for 18 from distance. Anderson finds McConnell. McConnell getting a lot of time on the floor tonight. Bouncing the dribble. Sixers in a long West Coast road trip. Embiid jump pass to Redick. Redick gets the screen set. Rotates to Saric. He's open. The jumper's up. It's no good. Oh, no, it is good. Bounced around like it was going to pop out and then drop through. Saric getting the roll on the three. 96-83. Douglas did not have good rotation on it that time. Curry the far wing. Waiting for Livingston. Hands off to him. Livingston will drift to the middle off a Draymond pick. Waves Young downstairs. Goes to Curry. Back to Draymond. Draymond drives and scores. Low line. They just spaced the floor just well enough to give Draymond the room on that drive. 15-point lead for the Dubs. McConnell to Embiid at the left box. on Looney. Shot clock at 10. Backs him down. Rotates out to Sarge. Embiid with a repost. Drop step goes up. Block, whistle, and a foul. Looney called the foul, and Embiid back to the free throw line. Joel Embiid talked about how he views this year's version of the 76ers.
I think we just extremely young right now. We added a couple vets on the team. I feel like I'm a vet too, so we're just so young. We got to feel like learn how to play with each other. We got to find a way to play with each other. And, we got to find the right system. And we have a lot of potential. And I think the key is just to stay healthy.
If they can stay healthy, they get the marks of maybe a playoff team in the East. Embiid will get a second free throw. 98-84. Durant back in. Looney out for offense. Klay Thompson back in. So the Warriors will look for the final possession of the quarter. Curry hustles the ball to the front court. Puts on the brakes. Steps between two players. Feeds Klay Thompson to Young. He's wide open. Hits a corner three. And there is nobody near him. Nick Young cashes in with 11 seconds to go. McConnell quickly right sideline to Redick. Takes a dribble. Leans in. Pass to McConnell. And he caught the ball out of bounds. Warriors will get one last crack at it. If you had 4.7 left in the third, you win. Durant will play quarterback on the baseline. Throws to Draymond. Draymond up the near sideline. Half court. Pulls up. Shoots. Good if it goes. On the rim. Almost went in. Draymond got from the back court to the foul line very quickly on the dribble. Golden State will take a 16-point lead to the third quarter. The game was tied at 74, but a 20-4 run. And the Warriors have the 101-85 advantage to start the fourth quarter on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. 101-85 to start the fourth quarter. Warriors with 11 fast break points in the third to give them 23 for the game. Game was tied at 74, 20-4 run. Warriors lead 101-85. Nick Young with 9 in the third quarter. Time now for our Twitter question. That's also our game summary, I should say, by RottenMikesPizza.com. Go to RottenMikesPizza.com and order your pizza right now. You'll have it in time for the postgame show. The game summary. Blake Thompson to bring the ball up the floor, down the right side to Nick Young. We'll get our Twitter question here in a moment. David West catches, throws the left wing to Livingston. Livingston calls over for Draymond. Two dribbles, three dribbles for Sean. Sean takes it middle over to Young. Downstairs to West. He's open. Pass to the corner. There's Clay. He'll fire. Three ball. Left corner pocket for Clay Thompson. 104-85. Largest lead for the Warriors. Simmons to the wing to Sarge. Back to Simmons. Simmons comes middle. On the go, shots up and good. A little one-handed. 104-87. Livingston will take it down for the Warriors. To Young, to Draymond Green. Draymond, one dribble. Got it off to Young, who fumbled it. Gets it back to West. Gets it to Klay Thompson. Down the lane, back to West. He'll fake the travel. As West made the move for putting the ball on the deck. A 17-point lead for Golden State, trying to go to 10-3 to start the season. Philadelphia looking for their seventh win of the year. Simmons with a lob, deflected by Draymond, grabbed by Simmons, rotates out to Saric, who wheels it down the lane to the rim, blocked by West, deflected, it's out of bounds, and it's over to Golden State. His defense so much better. In the last six games, 11 blocks for the Warriors. They've gone from like 26 in defensive efficiency to ninth in that span. Here's Klay Thompson. Leans in, cut off nicely, gets the ball out to West. To Livingston, throws it away. And the Warriors, their 17th turnover. And Philadelphia's going to call a timeout. Brett Brown saw something he didn't like. He's got to talk it over. Not even 90 seconds into the fourth quarter. We'll take the timeout as well. 10:32 to go. Warriors 104, Philadelphia 87. I'll be defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. 104-87 the score. Warriors leading with 10:30 to go in the game. Philadelphia with the ball in the front court. Simmons gets it over to J.J. Redick. Back to Simmons. Low right. Cut off by Draymond. Wheels through the screen. Now Draymond falls down, leaving Embiid wide open. Goes up. Draymond stripped it away from Embiid. Got up. Got back in the play. And Young gets it over to Draymond. Draymond, dribble drive on Embiid. Left hand off the glass. And good. Draymond showing off that left hand of the Warrior bench. And Draymond, 10 points and 9 rebounds. Simmons lob Embiid. Look out. Two-hand slam for Joel Embiid. And that is a combination I think we're going to hear a lot of in years to come. Simmons to Embiid. Don't forget, Markelle Fultz not playing tonight. West with the ball up top. Throws it deep to Nick Young, who shoveled it up and in off the glass. Young now at double figures, becoming the fifth Warrior to get there. He's got 11. Warriors up 108-89. Embiid rifled the ball over to Covington, to Dario Saric. Down to Simmons. Simmons at the box, working on Livingston. Turns and shoots over him. Little post up, no good. And Livingston wrestled away the rebound. Behind the back, Shed Simmons behind the back to Clay for a three. Are you kidding me? Warriors in complete control. Pass ricochets off Simmons. Draymond leads Clay in a breakaway. Slows down and goes up and scores with a right hand. 8:53 to go. And Oracle is rocking on a Saturday night. Simmons drifting right side. Lob for Embiid. Bad pass. Clay's got the intercept. Clay on the break. Stops. Looking for someone to feed it to. Tosses back to Livingston, now to Draymond. Point forward for Draymond. Over to David West. His pass batted out of the air by Saric and a turnover. Here come the Sixers. Redick shoveled to Saric and Draymond fouled Redick in the open floor. Stopped the play. Sixers sub out here. Holmes comes in. Embiid to sit down. Get our first Warriors chant of the night. Simmons has the inbounds. Left side, left elbow, pulls up in the paint, shoveled it up on the rim, softly down. So he's got a great touch when he gets inside of about 10 feet. You can see why he's in the top 10 of the NBA in buckets in the paint, even at the point guard position. Not a great jump shooter, though. West with the ball, mid-post right side. Warriors up 113-91. West goes up, got bumped, no good, and a foul. It's going to be on Rashawn Holmes. Up the free throw line now. Well, Nick Young, 9 points in the third quarter. He's adjusting his game to the minutes that he's getting.
You know, my mind said this is, I got to be the microwave when I get here. You know, I'm used to playing that six-man role, coming in and scoring bunches. But, you know, for me, I just got to adjust the style of play.
The microwave and basketball lore, the great Vinnie Johnson. Off the bench for those bad boy Detroit Piston teams, a scoring guard. He could just heat up quickly, hence the nickname. 115-91, David West buries a couple of free throws. Philadelphia with the ball, going at the basket, the south end of Oracle. Redick's open, he'll fire for three, right side, bounces up, and it hit the guide wire above the backboard, and that is out of play. Steve Kerr wants a timeout. 7:50 to go, and the Warriors right now leading by 24, 115-91 on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Comedian Hannibal Buress is here tonight. Warriors with 12 assists in the first half. They have 14 in the first 16 minutes of the second half. And they've outscored Philadelphia 50-27. Since the break, they lead 115-91. On the Kaiser Permanente scoreboard, the C-Dubs, the Santa Cruz Warriors on top, 38-34. 6:48 to go second quarter. Draymond finds David West wide open for a two-hand slam. And it's 117-91. Santa Cruz tonight battling the Agua Caliente Clippers. Trying to keep them as cool as possible. Redick with a jumper. It's up and good. Draymond knocked him down. And Draymond will help him up. Draymond got him good, and he knew it. And a big hug there from Draymond to J.J. Redick, which is good. And for Warriors rivalry with the Clippers, you really have a hard time hating a guy like Redick because of how much work he puts into his game. So Redick heads to the free throw line. 117-94. And they're going to review this probably for where Redick was and a possible flagrant foul and a closeout. That's a new point of emphasis this year. This call under review brought to you by Ring Central. Drive a seamless communication and collaboration experience for your modern workforce. Ring Central, communicate, collaborate, connect. Warriors back in action on Monday. The homestand wraps up a game against Orlando. And the first 10,000 fans receive a Stephen Curry Champions Edition bobblehead courtesy of Kaiser Permanente. And there are tickets available for that game, I am told. Some resales at Warriors.com. So check that out. It's all 888-GSW-HOOP, press option number one. Tuesday, we'll have our Beyond the Arc edition. Starting at 7 o'clock, our guest, Omri Caspi, will be on the show, as well as Nets television play-by-play announcer Ian Eagle will join us.
Calling the floor with a common foul charge to Draymond Green.
So they weren't reviewing where Redick was, but just the fact that Redick was common or flagrant on Draymond. And free throw is up and no good for Redick. He's trying to complete the play. It's 117-94. After the shot was good, now we get a whistle and a foul in the backcourt by Redick on Draymond. Has to get Redick off the floor for the night with 7:24 to go. The last few third quarters, Warriors outscored Minnesota 44-26. They outscored Philadelphia tonight 36-21. Miami 25-20. Denver, that devastating third quarter at Pepsi Center, 43-21. They outscored the Spurs in San Antonio 34-23 and the Clippers in L.A. 33-29. They're outscoring teams in this run an average of 12.5 per third quarter. They're checking out J.J. Redick's right leg and knee. And hopefully he's okay. Draymond Green to sit down. Kevon Looney is in. Looney dribbles, moves on Holmes, nowhere to go, needs help. Hooked it outside to McCaw. Patrick McCaw, right side, pull up baseline jumper. It's up and around and out. Looked good, but was not. Holmes clears the rebound to McConnell. James Michael McAdoo heads to the scorer's table, this time for Philadelphia. And the jumper is up and good on the wing for TLC. That's a three. It's 117-97. Timothy Luwawu Kaburo. Now we get a whistle. It's an offensive foul on the Warriors. David West with his third. Another turnover for the Warriors. And James Michael McAdoo. It's a nice round of applause from the faithful here at Oracle. Seems a little odd looking down there and seeing him in a Sixer blue road uniform. McConnell to bring the ball up, plays catch with McAdoo. McAdoo signed a two-way contract with the Sixers, so he plays with the Delaware 87ers. A kick pass as Anderson tried to set up McAdoo, but Caspi denied it. So his contract will be determined by how many days of service he has with the big club. McConnell catches the inbounds from Philadelphia. 40 seconds away from the halfway point of the quarter. Holmes gets it now to TLC. Left side to McAdoo. Downstairs threw it away. Right to Livingston. Livingston anticipated the entry pass. Takes the steal. Pulls up from 17. Jumper front rim. Bounces. No good. Anderson spins away with a rebound. Anderson far side. Takes it in deep. Puts on the brakes. Finds McConnell. Back to Anderson. Drives on Looney. Leans back and a pass inside. The whistle to foul. Philadelphia has not too many other options. Furkan Korkmaz is on the bench, the young player from Turkey. I believe, now I don't have anything to back this up, but there have been two players in recent history who have been named Furkan in the NBA, and both have played for Philadelphia. Legendary Furkan Aldemir and now Furkan Korkmaz. Jumper by McAdoo, no good. Anderson with the rebound, but throws it away right to Nick Young. 117-97 Warriors, 6 minutes to go here in Oakland. Young off the screen, hesitates, locates Jordan Bell in paint, no good. Jordan got his own rebound, throws it high and hard over the head of McCaw. There was no chance. McCaw with a ladder couldn't have gotten that one, unfortunately, and it's out of bounds to Philadelphia. Just looked like it just kind of slipped out of his hand. McConnell off a series of screens up top. Pump fake, handoff. Holmes inside, a dunk. Well, McConnell, not pretty, but effective there. 117-99. Sixers on a little mini run here. Left side. McCaw takes a handoff from Looney. Throws to Young. Young backs up toward midcourt. Bounce pass to the rookie. Bell with it, straddles the three-point line. Dribble hand off to Caspi. Turns the corner down the lane to the rim. Got ball, blitz off, it's good. And Caspi a chance for a three-point play. Well, the Warriors able to keep minutes down for their main guys tonight. Draymond Green, 31. Curry, 30. Klay, 30. Kevin Durant, 28. Caspi with a couple of free throws to make it 119-99. Right side, McConnell penetrates. His pass deflected. McConnell got it back. McAdoo open for three, and it's a swish right in front of the Philadelphia bench. James Michael McAdoo has been working on that shot for the last couple of years. I'm sure it feels great to see that one go down here in Oakland after a long day of travel for McAdoo to get here and get his championship ring before the game. Nick Young pulls up. Jumper's on the way. Got it. 121-122-102. Warriors lead by 20. McConnell stumbles. Hand off inside. McAdoo goes up. Got fouled by Bell. Mentioned Furkan Aldemir, originally drafted by the Clippers in 2012, was traded to Houston, then traded along with Royce White, the guy that had trouble flying, got traded to Philadelphia. Made his debut on December 15, 2014, against Boston. Was waived in October of 2015. You're up to date. We are your Furkan source here at the NBA. Free throw. He is up and good, 122-104. McAdoo with a quick 5 points for Philadelphia. Jordan Bell, right side to McCaw. Off a screen by JaVale McGee. McCaw splitting traffic, going in, got bumped, held, pushed. That's a foul. Which in Philadelphia has not made the playoffs in the last 5 years. But boy, talk about great teams of the 80s, before that even. Dr. J and George McGinnis, that team in the finals that lost to Portland. 77, here's Bell. Bell on the right side. One-on-one on McAdoo. We get a whistle. We get a double dribble on Jordan Bell. And, of course, they got to the finals with AI, Allen Iverson. Beat the Lakers in game one, but unfortunately, that was all they could get in that series. 122-104 here. Warriors leading Philadelphia. Timeout, 4:18 to go on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors.
This is a Wingstop radio spot that can't be stopped. There's no escape. You could look away, but this is radio. Don't even try thinking about something other than hand-tossed, made-to-order wings. What's the point? You're already envisioning lemon pepper served up with fresh-cut fries and scratch-made ranch. The crave has been awakened, and now you can't be stopped from ordering at Wingstop.com. Can't stop. Wingstop.
Dub Nation, United Airlines is proud to be the official airline of the Golden State Warriors. With the most nonstop flights from SFO, United has you covered coast to coast or around the world. So go ahead, call us for traveling. Visit united.com to book your travel today. United, proud to be the official airline of the Golden State Warriors and all of Dub Nation.
Hey.
Hey, this is Steve Kerr, and this is the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop.
Play back in Oakland, 122-104, Warriors lead with 4:18 to go. Hi, Tim Roy, glad you're with us. Time for our Twitter question tonight. Brought to you by MountainMikesPizza.com. Go there and order your pizza right now. Where and how? Where are you listening? What do you think about tonight? The Warriors with a win. McAdoo right side for McConnell. His jumper is up and no good. Caspi with a rebound. And name your, maybe your all-time Philly five. How about that? Yeah. Allen Iverson's got to be there. Will Chamberlain's got to be there. Steal by Philadelphia. The offensive end. Caspi lost it. Well, Cabrera can't get it. McAdoo tipped it. Grabbed by Bell. Lead out McCaw. He's got Caspi trailing. McCaw all the way, though. Flies in for a left-hand dunk. Hank has checked in on email at Tim Roy, T-I-M-R-O-Y-E. He's coming back home from San Luis Obispo. Listening on our flagship, 95.7 the game. Anderson slips down, gets it up top. TLC with a jumper for Philly. That's 124-104. Now, McCaw with the ball on the near side. Right wing gets it to Nick Young. Pump fake, won't shoot. Gets it high post to McGee. Right corner to Caspi. Caspi throws it back for McGee. A whistle and a foul. And to put JaVale McGee to the free throw line. Don't forget, Warriors wrap up. Matt Steinmetz after the game. Since we're done with Steve Kerr, the post-game press conference. Jim Barnett comes by to chat. McGee hits a free throw. He's calling and talking to Matt about the Warriors and the NBA. Kaiser Permanente scoreboard the post-game. Youngest player ever to get a triple-double. That happened tonight. Tim says he's listening while delivering pizzas. We're right off 880 in Oakland. He got an extra one. Free throws make it 126-107. JaVale McGee hitting both of his free throws. He's got 8 points tonight. Warriors on top in control after another big third quarter for the Dubs. McConnell, far side. Got it now to Holmes, who double clutches, banked in and off the glass while falling down. He's got a chance for a three-point play. And some moving around the line here, some talking. There was some trash talking in this game. Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid had early technicals. They were jawing at each other. Holmes hits the free throw. I think if you're Philadelphia, you want your players to have a little bit of a, you want them to be confident. You don't want them to come in here and say, hey, okay, we're not going to play well. And they were confident for a long time. Caspi on the cut. Gets fouled from behind by Furkan Korkmaz, who's checked in for the first time. Maz, the young Turkish player. We were talking about the other Furkan who had played for the Sixers from Turkey. Here's Caspi, of course, the first Israeli-born NBA player. We'll see T.J. Leaf later in the season. He plays for Indiana. His dad played in Israel for a number of years and was a well-known player there. Second free throw for Caspi is good. It's 128-110, Warriors down to 2.5 to go. Send me a tweet at Warriors Box, Warriors VOX, or send me an email, Tim Roy, T-I-M-R-O-Y-E at Warriors.com. Mark Bosman downtown. It's a back iron miss, and Young the rebound. Anthony checks in. He's listening at home in Morgan Hill. He's cooking dinner. Hopefully it's a good one. Young now with a carry. He tried to make a move and turn the ball over. A very rare thing here at Oracle tonight. We do the postgame show. We'll be doing a scoreboard, and there'll be games still being played. Rarely happens, except on Christmas and the playoffs. McConnell dribbles to the right wing. Off a screen by Holmes. Holmes pops out, now puts it on the deck. Dribble drive goes up, and McGee says, take that out of here, and he hit it about five rows back of the far corner there. What a block by JaVale McGee. And Holmes at the stripe. JaVale McGee what he doesn't get a lot of credit for. He really has good timing on those unblocked shots. He's got the wingspan. He's got the physical attributes, but he has a good sense of the shot. We throw good to make it 128 to 111. Warriors will keep pace with Houston. By the way, Memphis, that's the third time they played the Rockets this year. They'll play them the fourth time in another week or so. Four times. They'll be done with the Rockets before Thanksgiving. A drive by McGee up and under, and he got fouled by Holmes down the right side. JaVale McGee with a bucket. It's 130 to 112 with a minute 45 left. And Holmes is fouled out. Justin Anderson comes in. It's too bad Rashawn Holmes never played with Earl Watson, because then you could have Holmes subbed out and Watson comes in. It's elementary, my dear RC. McGee with a free throw. 131 to 112 Warriors. Minute 40 to go. We'll have a snippet, by the way. A shot inside by TLC, blocked away by McGee, who hands off to Young. Brett Brown, the head coach of the Sixers on Beyond the Arc on Tuesday. And what a great job he has done with this franchise since coming here as a head coach. Caspi with a post-up, turning off shoulder, hits up and goes to right hand. Omri Caspi makes it 133 to 112. McConnell to the timeline. Waiting now. Final 70 seconds. McConnell gets it back. Off the screen. Dribbles in. Leaves his feet. Jump pass to McAdoo. Outside. TLC with a drive by Caspi. Goes up over McGee. Missed it. And over the shoulder with a beautiful tip. McConnell Corklines to the tip. 33-114 Warriors. Young dribbles between the legs. Lost it. Got it back. Feeds Bell. Look out. Right hand slam for Jordan Bell. Warriors up 21. So now everybody has scored. McGee with a rebound off of Philadelphia miss. Everybody for the Warriors has scored. No Okafor off the bench for Philadelphia. He is just nailed to that Philadelphia bench. Young with a jumper. It's up no good. And the rebound pulled down by the Sixers with 25 seconds to go. Philadelphia will go to 6-6 of the season. McAdoo for three. Left side. Missed it. Rebound tip controlled by Young, and the Warriors can let this now run out. Philadelphia continues their road trip here on the West Coast. They'll head down to Los Angeles and take on the Clippers in two nights and the Lakers two nights after that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.